It's day six of the war in Gaza and Israel. Here's where things stand. The death toll keeps rising. These are the figures on Thursday afternoon. Israel is continuing its air assault on Gaza after Hamas fighters attacked Israel last week. Remember, Gaza is a tiny strip of land. It's controlled by Hamas, but more than 2 million Palestinians live there and can't get out. Almost half are children. Right now, almost 200,000 people are sheltering in UN-run schools. Essential supplies are running out. On Monday, Israel cut off food, fuel, water, and electricity supplies. Israel's energy minister said today that no humanitarian aid will be allowed into Gaza until Hamas releases all Israeli captives. Hamas is holding more than 100 Israelis in Gaza, including children. Gaza's only power station has run out of fuel. People are relying on generators to power homes and hospitals. But fuel for those could also run out very soon, according to the Red Cross. There is a bit of confusion about what's happening at the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. Even when it's working normally, Egypt has strict controls over who and what can cross. Right now, Egypt says the border is technically open, but that Israeli airstrikes prevent officials from carrying out the work normally. There are also reports that talks are going on between Egypt and other countries to use that Rafah crossing to get aid into Gaza. But Egypt is reportedly also rejecting any plan that would allow large numbers of people to leave Gaza through that route. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel. He told reporters that the U.S. will always back Israel and that more military support was on its way. He also said that it's important to take every possible precaution to avoid harming civilians. Standing next to him was Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said Hamas should be treated the way ISIS was treated. Meanwhile, Israel is preparing for its next stage of war. That's according to the Israeli army spokesman. They've called up 360,000 army reserves. And Israel's defense minister has said they are planning to launch a ground attack on Gaza.